Hello, my name is Kyra. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I'm just calling with a couple questions.
Okay.
Answer. My wife and I have appointments. We signed up to be called for an appointment, and we signed up on. And what I'm wondering, I'm seeing now in Alabama, where they're just going to let people just walk in without appointments. So my question is, my wife and I are 65, and we have underlying medical conditions. Are they going to have all these people walking in just off the street around folks who already have appointments? I mean, is that all going to be just kind of crammed together?
I'm not 100% sure with that information. Let's see if I can...
Because, I mean, to me, that would be kind of like a super spreader event.
Yeah.
Folks out in a room with folks who have serious, because I just wondered what the difference is and what's the point of having an appointment.
Right. I don't know. I'm not really sure about that. You could try contacting the, go ahead.
It just seems kind of weird, you know, that they would do that.
Right.
People for appointments.
Right.
A lot of the counties in Alabama, I looked on the page, all having this walk-in thing with no appointment necessary. And I'm thinking, that doesn't make any sense.
Right. It doesn't. Let's see if I see that on here.
Because they might use up all the vaccines and walk-in, so then by the time your appointment comes up, you don't have one anyway.
That's right. I do see it says, let's see something. I know it's some, it does say some county health departments, not all of them are doing it like that. So I'm sure with
well,
the
I
one.
Know, I know ours are. I know Colbert and Lauderdale, at least where we are, we're in Lauderdale, are doing that just walk-in thing starting the age for our age group, 65 and older.
Right.
And I just thought, well, if they're just going to let every Tom, Dick, and Harry walk in and hang out in there around the folks who have serious health conditions, well, then to me, that sounds like we're all going to catch COVID in there before we even get to...
Wow. Okay. I think they may do it to where, you know, you come in and just sign up as far as walking in, and you know, they may have you just sitting in your car until you're called back, you know, and for the vaccine, if that makes sense. I don't think they'll probably, you know, have everyone sitting in that room. It may just be like that for people who can't call or can't reach them as far as just walking in to sign up for the shot and everything. But they probably have people separated as far as to when you're called back to actually get the vaccine.
Yeah, well, that would make sense. It just seems kind of weird, you know, the way they've done this.
Right. I would advise you to, if you know, well, the... where you're supposed to have that appointment, I would say try calling them just to get that information and see as far as, you know, is everyone all sitting in one room? Because I don't have that information, unfortunately, on my end. So I would just probably advise you to just call and see about that, because I understand that, you know, your concern for that.
Yeah, and because if I get it, then my wife would probably catch COVID, and if she gets it, I'd probably catch it.
Right.
And we just, you know, it's a shame that to go from March till now and trying to be careful, and then while you're going to get the stupid vaccine,
yes, sir.
Yeah. But anyway, well, I appreciate it, and you stay safe and well.
You're definitely welcome. I hope we've been able to help. And if you need more information, you may visit the following websites. That's the ADPH.org or CDC.gov. And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Enjoy your day.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.